When you walk into a Chili's restaurant, there's a moment that captivates everyone, the sizzling fajita. That distinctive sound cuts through ambient noise, making heads turn and mouths water before you've even seen or smelled the dish. This isn't accidental, it's sonic strategy at work. Sound frames our experiences invisibly yet profoundly, triggering powerful memories and emotional reactions. From your mother's lullaby to your wedding song, from the roar of a stadium crowd to iconic theme songs, each instantly evokes specific feelings. Even walking into Starbucks, the hiss of milk steamers and bang of espresso portafilters create sonic patterns that shape your experience before you've consciously registered them. Sound affects us so powerfully because it operates largely on a subconscious level, transforming our moods, reactions, thoughts, and choices without our awareness. In Sonic Boom, Joel Beckerman, renowned composer and sonic branding pioneer, reveals how sound has become the secret ingredient in our most meaningful experiences and how understanding its power can transform how we navigate the world. Sarah Cherman experienced sound for the first time at 29 after receiving a hearing implant. Unlike most people, she had no catalog of sonic memories to draw from, making everyday sounds overwhelming. She had to learn which sounds to prioritize and which to ignore, judgments most people make unconsciously every second. Though some implant recipients find sensory overload too intense, Sarah quickly began appreciating everyday sounds, from her bulldog's grunts to cabinet squeaks. Sound is fundamentally wired into human existence. Everything makes sound, from our internal organs to cosmic vibrations. We hear before birth, and sound shapes our reality at a primal level before engaging our rational minds. By developing what Beckerman calls night vision goggles for your ears, we can recognize how sound shapes our experiences in ways we typically overlook. Sonic logos and anthems express brand values through distinctive sound patterns. The two-note Jaws theme instantly evokes fear, while the NBC chimes have remained recognizable for generations. These sonic elements work most powerfully when connected to anthems, longer expressions of a brand, nation, or cause told through sound that can be distilled into shorter sonic logos, efficiently recalling rich stories. People frequently make choices about spaces based on sound without realizing it, preferring quiet restaurant corners or seeking energetic bars. Smart retailers tailor their soundscapes as carefully as their visual merchandising. Different stores and malls create distinct sonic identities, from Brooks Brothers orchestral selections to Hot Topic's aggressive dubstep that tell stories about their customers' lifestyles. Functional sounds provide clear information that enhances experiences. The New York subway's two-note door-closing warning communicates urgency, while Tokyo's transit uses distinct jingles for different stations. These sounds pack tremendous meaning into small packages, allowing users to navigate without visual cues. Apple's startup sound exemplifies how sound shapes user experience. Jim Reeks, a self-taught engineer, replaced a jarring tritone with a meditative C major chord featuring strings, reverb, and a chiffy bamboo flute sound. Despite resistance from superiors, he snuck his creation into production, understanding it was a strategic imperative that embodied Apple's Think Different philosophy. This ear-conic sound has remained essentially unchanged through countless hardware iterations, enabling Apple's broader sonic strategy that includes the satisfying email whoosh sound. In our iPod-iPhone era, we all use portable music to transform mundane experiences, creating personal soundtracks for daily life. When sound triggers a complete sensory experience, blending memories, expectations, and emotions, that's what Beckerman calls a boom moment. It's not just about the sound itself, but its power to surprise and delight, launching a complete sensory journey that gives meaning to otherwise ambiguous experiences. Silence, or perceived silence, serves as a crucial counterpoint to sound in our sensory overloaded world. Like visual artists working with positive and negative space, sound designers must balance sound with strategic silence. Sonic Trash describes wrong sounds or right sounds telling the wrong story at the wrong time, like the ear-piercing Sun Chips green bag that consumers rejected despite its environmental benefits. Disney masterfully balances sound and silence in its theme parks, where carefully designed soundscapes establish mood from the moment visitors exit their cars. 8 days after gaining hearing, Sarah Cherman appeared on Ellen DeGeneres' show, describing her newfound ability to hear rain, thunder, birds, and laughter. Ellen surprised her with news that Envoy Medical would pay for her second implant. 5 months later, Sarah received it, gaining surround sound hearing. When her husband asked, "Can you hear me now?" echoing the Verizon commercial, Sarah could not only hear sounds but locate their sources and judge distances, transforming mundane moments into emotional experiences. Chili's success with sizzling fajitas demonstrates sound's power to create memorable experiences. The sizzle isn't just noise, it's a strategic sound that surprises and delights, triggering a multi-sensory chain reaction. Sound can trigger a startle response within 10 milliseconds, 30 times faster than an eye blink, causing physiological reactions like increased heart rate. Within 50 milliseconds, we've identified the sound and its source, with input directed to parts of the brain controlling memories and emotions. Sound is our most efficient sensory input. We can perceive 200 auditory events per second compared to only 25 visual events. This explains why we react first to hearing sizzling fajitas before seeing the steam or smelling the aromas. The sound organizes our perception of the entire experience, creating a complete multi-sensory memory. The ice cream truck jingle represents another powerful boom moment that transforms ordinary experiences into magical ones. When you hear that music, you forget about your own freezer stocked with higher quality ice cream and instead pursue the truck. As Jim Conway explains, going to the fridge isn't an experience. Similarly, Ford harnessed this sonic power when creating the 2008 Bullitt Mustang. Engineer Sean Carney recognized that without the right exhaust note, the car wouldn't capture the essence of Steve McQueen's iconic movie car. The distinctive rumble triggered emotional associations that made the car irresistible to fans. Chili's founder Larry Levine didn't invent sizzling fajitas, but recognized their sonic power after experiencing them at a Dallas restaurant. When he added them to Chili's menu, he kept the recipe simple, focusing instead on maximizing the sizzle. "We could see the difference the sizzle made," he recalls, leading to the summer of fajita madness. The genius was in recognizing how rare sound is in food presentation, creating a multi-sensory experience that makes diners ask, "What's that?" Sound constantly guides our behavior, providing critical information even when we're not consciously listening. Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bateman describes how in Iraq, he could determine who was fighting, their ammunition status, and even predict battle outcomes just by interpreting gunfire sounds. The distinctive, sharper sound of American M4s contrasted with the throatier AK-47s used by insurgents. Different units' firing patterns, from disciplined American responses to Iraqi death blossoms of random fire, told entire battlefield stories from kilometers away. In film, even small sounds tell important stories. When filming The Green Mile, director Frank Darabont initially eliminated Tom Hanks' squeaking vintage boots as distracting, only to later restore the squeak for dramatic effect. He also crafted distinctive electric chair sounds with screaming demon high pitches to heighten emotional impact. These examples illustrate how even subtle sounds shape our perceptions of character relationships and story direction. Retailers and restaurants increasingly harness sound's influence on customer behavior. Companies create custom playlists recognizing that music signals whether this place is for them. Sound directly affects flavor perception. Unilever research showed people enjoyed food more with pleasant background music, while white noise dulled salt and sugar perception but enhanced crunchiness. This explains why airline food tastes bland, engine drone suppresses flavor, but crunchy snacks remain appealing. Charles Spence's famous Pringle study demonstrated that amplifying crunch sounds made chips seem fresher. Sound profoundly influences our actions and spending habits. Research shows supermarket sales increased 38% when stores played slow rather than fast music. Loud, unpredictable music, like Foo Fighters, creates higher arousal, causing customers to move through spaces more quickly and spend less time shopping, while calmer music encourages lingering and increased spending. The sound of physical spaces themselves also influences behavior. Chipotle faced challenges with sound reflection creating unbearable noise in their central seating area, solving it with sound-dampening materials that looked like design elements. Grocery stores represent massive missed sonic opportunities. While most supermarkets play bland, easy-listening music, innovative retailers like Publix use sound strategically with their produce misters that create thunder and rain sounds. Jungle Jim's International Market near Cincinnati exemplifies sound done right, creating a complete sonic landscape from the parking lot's jungle sounds to talking animatronic characters throughout departments. The store features dynamic layered music that crescendos and decrescendos between sections with deliberately quiet areas like the wine cellar. This sonic strategy transforms grocery shopping from chore to theme park experience, helping Jungle Jim's attract 50,000 weekly shoppers despite 8 nearby Walmart competitors. Sound must evoke feelings and memories to fulfill its strategic function. Some brands successfully connect with cultural communities through sound, like how Doc Martens became punk rock's footwear and Adidas the go-to for hip-hop. The Harman versus Beats case demonstrates this principle perfectly. While Harman focused on acoustic precision, Beats understood that consumers weren't choosing headphones based primarily on sound quality, but on the lifestyle experience they represented. By aligning with Dr. Dre's hip-hop legacy, Beats created headphones that let users become part of a story, ultimately capturing 64% of the premium headphone market despite inferior acoustic quality, and eventually selling to Apple for $3.2 billion. Creating meaningful sonic experiences requires strategic commitment beyond just using popular music or attention-grabbing sounds. Whether developing playlists or corporate sonic identities, what matters is how you make people feel. Brands must understand their unique story before selecting or creating music that authentically represents them. While sonic logos can be recognizable, they're meaningless without emotional context. True sonic branding requires anthems that carry complete emotional stories. Unlike mere jingles, anthems contain sonic themes that can be adapted across touchpoints, similar to how movie franchises use consistent musical themes. Disney's seven notes from When You Wish Upon a Star instantly transport listeners to emotional memories of Disney experiences, appearing everywhere from film openings to cruise ship horns. Without strategic understanding of your story and an adaptable anthem, your sonic logo might only remind listeners of an ad, or worse, pack no emotion at all. Everyone has a personal soundtrack, whether from earbuds or environmental sounds, and smart sonic branders align with these experiences to amplify the right emotional truths at the right time. Sound functions as the emotional engine for any story. In films, it not only triggers emotions, but shapes viewers' perceptions of character relationships and story direction. Horror movies demonstrate this perfectly. Watch scary films with the sound off, and they lose their power to frighten. Sonic triggers, short sounds that spark physical actions, memories, or feelings, surround us constantly. These triggers convey significant information instantly, from a baby's cry to a bird's distinctive call. The most effective sonic experiences surprise the ear by breaking expected patterns, like when a band takes an unexpected musical direction at a song's peak, creating spine-tingling excitement. In high-stakes environments, sound literally saves lives. Firefighters use binaural audio to locate team members in smoke-filled buildings, while fighter pilots receive directional audio alerts about threats, reacting faster than they would to visual warnings. True silence doesn't exist for humans. We lack earlids to shut out sound completely. In anechoic chambers like Orfield Laboratories, you become the sound, hearing your own heartbeat, organs, and breathing as your brain amplifies internal sounds. The opposite of noise isn't silence, but contextual white space that our brains constantly adjust and curate. Disney exemplifies strategic silence in the Tokyo Tower of Terror ride, where they removed sound at the climactic moment instead of using the wire-snapping sounds heard in U.S. versions, making the experience terrifyingly unpredictable. Sonic trash, any sound that diminishes your experience, can destroy a story as quickly as good sound can build one. Frito-Lay learned this when their environmentally friendly Sun Chips bags registered 100 decibels, louder than motorcycles or subways, spawning Facebook protest groups and tanking sales. Sound is never neutral. It always tells a story, sometimes not the one intended. Other examples include Nissan's meaningless digital signature sound, the aggressive score in space vacuum scenes of Gravity, and countless musical mismatches, like Royal Caribbean using Iggy Pop's heroin-referencing Lust for Life to sell family cruises. When implementing sonic branding, avoid these critical mistakes. First, don't treat sound as an afterthought. Incorporate it from the beginning of your creative process. Second, approach sound strategically, not just tactically. Ensure every sound choice reflects your brand's essence rather than using unrelated music for individual projects. Third, never base music choices solely on personal preference. Without clear strategy, you'll end up in endless subjective arguments about sound. Finally, resist choosing music just to appear cool or relevant. Audiences immediately detect disconnects between brand values and borrowed musical identities. When AT&T's senior VP Esther Lee faced a massive brand challenge, customers loving their iPhones when they worked but blaming AT&T when they didn't, sound became a powerful tool for transformation. Despite AT&T's pioneering role in enabling the iPhone revolution, the company struggled with reputation damage from network issues caused by an unprecedented 5,000% increase in data demands. The company needed to change perceptions both externally and internally among its 270,000 employees. Unlike McDonald's jingle or NBC's chimes that required billions in advertising or decades of exposure, AT&T needed a more efficient sonic strategy. Beckerman's team began with a comprehensive sonic audit, investigating all of AT&T's sounds in the wild and analyzing competitors' sonic landscapes. They discovered most technology brands used predictable computer-like sounds or generic pop tracks that failed to tell distinctive stories. For AT&T, they developed the Sound of Humanity strategy, using handmade, imperfect sounds to emphasize the humans behind the technology. Translating AT&T's brand attributes into sound required understanding their core values: inventiveness, plucky, fresh sounds; purposefulness, propulsive sounds; curiosity, quirky sounds; and openness, simple, spacious sounds. Their first anthem attempt failed spectacularly. Executives found it too happy and disconnected from AT&T's mission. Starting over, they became musical deconstructionists, using imperfect instruments to capture the brand's humanity and relentless innovation. The result was a four-note sonic logo that could be distilled from a larger anthem and adapted across all touchpoints. Within 6 months, this sonic identity became almost as recognizable as AT&T's Globe logo that had existed since 1983. Even small businesses can leverage sound without AT&T's resources. Mom-and-pop shops can create distinctive sonic experiences through thoughtful in-store music that reflects their brand values rather than defaulting to generic top 40 radio. The physical sounds of your space matter too. The welcoming whoosh of your door, the warmth of wooden floors versus carpet, even the sound of an antique cash register. These sonic choices help customers emotionally connect with your business in ways visual elements alone cannot achieve. Every major cultural shift in history has been transformed by unifying music. Music expresses shared beliefs and morals, the collective conscience that binds societies together. When this connection takes the form of an anthem, it creates powerful identity markers that can unite diverse groups. National anthems like the Star-Spangled Banner unite citizens through shared emotion. Kosovo and Spain both chose wordless anthems to overcome language divisions. As Timothy Garton Ash wrote, successful anthems become part of the nervous system of a living political community. Beyond nations, musical movements like the Grateful Dead created communities through marathon performances and bootleg recordings, extending the hippie aesthetic even as the country changed. The Sex Pistols united disaffected individuals through punk's raw, confrontational sound. Both movements outlived their founders because they tapped into deeper cultural currents. The civil rights movement was anchored in emotions first shared through freedom songs. Bernice Johnson Reagan, a singer and civil rights activist, noted that the movement couldn't exist without the singing that happened in marches, meetings, and jails. Her daughter Toshi added that music allowed individuals to survive horrible situations by creating collective power. Freedom songs were adaptations of spirituals sung by enslaved Africans, expressing faith and dreams of freedom. Martin Luther King Jr.'s oratory style was song-like, frequently quoting spiritual music as emotional triggers. His "I Have a Dream" speech created perhaps history's most powerful boom moment by ending with the spiritual lyric, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last." In 2008, Beckerman worked with the History Channel on a Martin Luther King Jr. documentary. Since no new King footage existed, the soundtrack became crucial. They decided to honor King's legacy by connecting spirituals that inspired the civil rights movement with contemporary music, approaching John Legend to record a stripped-down piano version of Pride. The recording took on a life beyond the documentary, played at college graduations, released on Legend's UK album, used in Obama campaign materials, and appearing on the 9/11 tribute album. This understanding of how anthems unite disparate groups set the stage for Beckerman's work with Univision. Rather than relying on stereotypical Hispanic heritage elements, they created a subtle cross-section of Anglo and Latin pop music. They navigated complex cultural distinctions, like how the five-stroke clave rhythm central to Caribbean music isn't part of Mexican musical heritage. Even instrument choices carried cultural significance. An accordion playing melody would speak to Mexican audiences with European lineage, while using it rhythmically would connect with Caribbean listeners. The resulting anthem blended Mexican and Caribbean musical sensibilities with contemporary electronic textures, celebrating family and life, helping Univision win primetime ratings among key demographics. Music transforms the Super Bowl from a game into a universal drama. Even in 3 15-second snippets, it triggers emotions and memories associated with years of Super Bowl experiences. NBC's producer Fred Goodell understands that sound brings games to life, but music turns them into stories. The Super Bowl theme, helmet crashes, and quarterback signals create an immersive experience that keeps viewers engaged through commercial breaks and helps them follow the narrative even when they're not watching. As Hans Zimmer notes about film scoring, music turns everything into an emotional experience, making even complex stories emotionally comprehensible. For the 2012 Super Bowl broadcast, NBC asked Beckerman to modernize John Williams's beloved wide receiver theme. The challenge was creating music that would connect with new generations of viewers by infusing rock guitars, hip-hop drums, and dubstep into the classical composition, essentially scoring a movie before it was filmed. They had just 2 weeks to create variations that could evoke tension, triumph, optimism, and driving energy. The power of sound in the Super Bowl broadcast parallels Disney's masterful use of audio in its theme parks. From the parking lot tram to the bathrooms, Disney's sonic environment never stops working. As Disney Imagineering's Joe Harrington explains, once you get inside our berm, you're in our world. Every area of Disney parks uses sound to create story, from Main Street's ragtime piano to Adventureland's exotic themes. Sound guides visitors through attractions, sets moods faster than visuals can, and creates crucial transition zones between lands to prevent sonic confusion. As Harrington notes, if sound is in your face and in the way, we are not doing our job. We're doing our job when you don't really notice it, because it just feels correct. For Super Bowl XL6 on NBC, Beckerman created nearly 70 musical snippets in various lengths, styles, and moods to help the production team craft the perfect emotional journey. From anxious opening moments scored with play action to the tension of Patriots' Rob Gronkowski's injury underscored by epic matchup, each sonic element heightened the drama. During critical moments, like the two-minute warning transition to commercials, music carried viewers through the final act with a visual collage of intense moments. When the Giants ultimately won, the full version of Epic Matchup provided the perfect denouement as the broadcast showed Manning's celebration and Brady's defeat in cinematic slow motion. The broadcast broke viewership records with 111.3 million viewers, peaking at 117.7 during the final half hour. You can't hold sound, put it in a basket, or admire how it looks. It's just energy and space. But you can actively be aware of it and apply it to great advantage without being a musician or expert. Dr. Sean Olive's research at Harman showed that untrained listeners can discern sound quality nearly as well as trained ones. Untrained listeners tend to like everything a little more, but both groups rated sound on about the same curve. You already possess the ability to be discerning about sound and to create boom moments in your everyday life. Whether you realize it or not, you begin crafting your personal soundscape from the moment you wake up. Your alarm clock sound, harsh ring or gentle chime, sets your initial mood. Your home's acoustics, from chirping birds to refrigerator hums, shape your environment, though most homes aren't designed with sound in mind. We choose materials for visual appeal, not considering how 90-degree corners and parallel walls create perfect storms of noise. Urban dwellers accept noise as inevitable, though solutions like white noise machines can create the effect of silence. Even your clothing broadcasts sonic messages, from the embarrassing vi-vi-vi of pants fabric to the authoritative click of hard-soled shoes. The devices you carry broadcast constant sonic messages. Taking a few minutes to customize your smartphone sounds can save anxiety. Specific rings for loved ones provide information without checking your screen. At work, sound plays a crucial role in productivity. Research shows moderate ambient noise enhances creativity, while high noise levels are detrimental. Apps like ThunderSpace, Coffitivity, and Ambience leverage this principle, creating productive sonic environments. White noise on flights or trains masks distractions and increases focus. Beckerman wrote portions of his book using headphones and white noise to create silence, even in crowded spaces. Sound impacts how others perceive you professionally. Communication expert Albert Mehrabian found that message impact is only 7% verbal, 38% vocal, and 55% facial. The ums and ahs in speech broadcast anxiety, while tone can completely contradict literal meaning. Consider Sarah Garrigan, a business school graduate who couldn't land a job despite saying all the right things. Analysis revealed she was an uptalker with elevated pitch and rushed speech, making her sound young, inexperienced, insecure. After vocal coaching, she broke these patterns and landed a top internship. For persuasive communication, try deliberately slowing down at key moments, using strategic silence, and varying your pace and pitch to emphasize important points. Sound heals. Soothing voices, familiar songs, or calm ambient sounds reduce stress, help manage pain, and increase well-being. Bird sounds can lower heart rate in seconds. Music therapy helps patients with autism, Alzheimer's, and stroke recovery, like Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who regained speech through melodic intonation therapy. Research shows music improves cognition after mental fatigue and enhances exercise performance. Sports psychologist Kostas Karagiorgis found music reduces awareness of fatigue while elevating mood, endurance, and efficiency. essentially functioning as a type of legal performance-enhancing drug. Sound can boost productivity throughout your day, enhance your commute, and help you relax before bed, all without side effects. Sound represents the next frontier in business, storytelling, and social movements, an untapped layer of opportunity on modern communication networks. While technological advances like telephones, the web, and social media have created wealth and fostered social change, sound hasn't yet been harnessed at scale as a tool for human connection. Those who recognize this potential will benefit tremendously. Sound fundamentally shapes physical environments, influencing how we move, feel, and interact. Soundscaping should be as important as landscaping. Natural elements like trees attract birds whose sounds create peace and calm, while water features produce soothing sounds. We could build sonic parks with curated boom moments in urban settings. Businesses could design office spaces with sound zones organized by mood states, areas to energize before meetings or wind down before heading home. Some forward-thinking companies already use directional white noise to create cones of silence in open floor plans. User interfaces represent untapped sonic opportunities. While designers experiment with sound and interfaces, most don't tell meaningful stories or serve clear purposes. Financial traders could benefit from sonic indicators of market movements, just as fighter pilots use sound warnings. The Weather Channel app exemplifies effective sonic design, with alert sounds that convey severity through intensity. You feel the urgency of an approaching storm before even looking at your phone. Sound could revolutionize how we interpret complex data. Hospitals suffer from alarm fatigue with too many meaningless alerts, but thoughtfully designed sonic indicators using rising or falling tones or varying velocities could convey patient status more effectively. Just as data visualizations reveal hidden patterns through color and geometry, sound could communicate trends even faster and without requiring visual attention. Scientists have even begun sonifying DNA sequences, potentially creating unique songs from genetic code that could serve as universal identification. Personal soundtracks aren't just for movie characters anymore. Beyond streaming services, we could develop deeper sonic identities that follow us seamlessly between environments. Mobile phones could become intelligent speakers that know your location, movement, and preferences, automatically creating context-appropriate soundscapes. Ocean waves for sleep, energizing music for workouts, gentle Sunday morning melodies. We might collect sonic travelogues from vacations or banks of loved ones' voices to trigger emotional connections. Eventually, we could develop a universal sonic language, crossing cultural barriers. Sonic symbols for walk, danger, emergency exit, creating a kind of sonic Esperanto that makes communication and travel simpler worldwide. At the beginning of this journey, Beckerman promised you'd never hear the world the same way again. By now, you've likely started noticing sounds you previously overlooked, their emotional triggers, how they transform moods and conversations. Like Michelangelo finding statues within stone blocks, we must chisel through layers of noise to discover ideal sonic experiences and boom moments. When you finish reading, close your eyes and listen to all the layers of sound around you. They have stories to tell and the power to make you feel something.